goes to Richelle, R-I-C-H-E-L-E, Mach, M like Mary, A-C-H-T, F like Frank, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-463-1534. Regarding Sherry, it's S-H-E-R-R-Y, Grandy, G-R-A-N-D-Y, date of birth 7/3/1957. Dear Ms. Mach, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Grandy, currently with stage 4 chronic kidney disease after a prolonged problem with explosive diarrhea. We assume that was secondary to metformin. That's been discontinued, and it's now the diarrhea is resolved. Diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. Her last visit was November 15th of 2021. Since she was last seen, many meds have been discontinued. Benadryl is gone, Plaquenil, the cherry juice concentrate is gone. She doesn't use cinnamon, CoQ10, glucosamine, no Benadryl. Instead, she was started on amlodipine, 2.5 milligram daily. Requip is 1 milligram at bedtime. Toujeo is 15 units at bedtime once daily. She's on magnesium, 500 milligram daily. Lipitor is 40 milligram daily. Victoza, 1.8 milligram once daily. Fenofibrate, 145 milligram daily. Niacin, 500 milligram daily. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. She also will be restarting sulfalazine, 500 milligram twice a day, but she's out of them right now. She is feeling better. Previously, she had very severe fatigue and headaches, but she states since metformin has been discontinued that she's feeling quite a bit better. For pain, she's been using diclofenac gel up to 4 times a day as needed, but nothing orally. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and stools are now normal in consistency. No blood or melena. No edema, no chest pain or palpitations. She does have dyspnea with exertion, none at rest. She has gained 13 pounds over the last 9 months. Physical examination, weight 225 pounds. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff was 140 over 84. Pulse 85 and oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Labs, most recent lab studies were done August 5th of 2022. Creatinine was up to 2.0, and it had been running between 1.1 and 1.3. That's estimated GFR of 25, sodium 135, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 24, phosphorus 4.9, albumin 3.8, calcium 9.3, hemoglobin 11.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 4 chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to the chronic diarrhea that has now resolved after metformin was discontinued. Diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension near to goal. I've asked the patient to have lab studies repeated next month again, and then at least every 1 to 3 months thereafter, depending upon what the next result of creatinine is. She should continue all of her routine medications, but she should not use metformin again, even if kidney function improves. I would suspect the diarrhea will return if she did try to start using it again. The meds she's on now should improve her diabetic control much more than metformin could possibly do. She will follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she's going to be rechecked by this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.